John 19, verse 34. And one of the soldiers, with a spear, pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. I thought about this quite a bit, and what Jesus did there on Calvary. If it wasn't for the blood, we wouldn't be here tonight. We wouldn't be saved. And I thought, you know, the Romans tried to stop Christianity. They tried to stop Jesus. And when this Roman soldier pierced his side, he probably did not realize, but when that blood and that water came out, the church came out of his side, and the Gentiles came out of his side. So he probably didn't realize that, but it did. And I thought many times, if I'd have been there that day at Calvary, I heard someone say one time, I just want to stay under the drippings of Calvary. And I thought this afternoon, didn't think about it till this afternoon. I thought, Lord, if I'd have been there, as you hung there and that blood began to run down your hands and down your face and down your feet and out your side, if I had have been standing there, and I kind of picture Jesus a little higher than me, I wonder what it would have been like for a drop of blood to fall on me. The drippings of Calvary. I guess that's a little thought that I have tonight about the blood, the drippings of Calvary. I heard someone say one time, if you want a revival, if you want people to be in unity, if you want a good spirit, you want a good feeling, you want love among the people, preach much about the blood. Preach much about the blood. Another thing too, you know, the devil may come against you like he has all of us, I suppose, this week, different times. But the devil cannot cross that bloodline. He just can't cross that bloodline. Oh, I tell you tonight, as I thought about this, you know, blood is mentioned in the Bible over 400 times. But I found something that was interesting. 24 books of the Bible, the blood's not mentioned. In Leviticus, about 100 times, the blood is mentioned in the book of Leviticus. I mean, it's blood all through the Word of God, all the way from Abel, and then all the way down through the Scriptures. There's the scarlet thread in the book of Joshua. There's a blood splattered up on the doorpost in the book of Exodus. I mean, it's blood all the way down through the Scriptures. You know, I thought about the heart. You know, the heart is about the size of a man's fist. Average 72 times a minute, the heart beats. In 66 years, it beats 2.5 billion times. It's 66 years old. A man's heart weighs about 11 or 12 ounces. There's enough blood in my body right now as a man. There's 5.5 quarts of blood. And I thought the water in your body is 65% water in your body. So I thought if you got all that blood and you got all that water, you know, there's not really a whole lot meant to us, is it? All that water and all that blood. Thanks be unto God for His blood. If it wasn't for the blood tonight, we wouldn't be saved. If it wasn't for the blood, we wouldn't be here. It washes away all of our sins. Oh, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, I love this scripture. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's A-double-L. All sin. It don't matter how bad you were. It don't matter how bad you are or how bad you might be. The blood of Jesus, if we'll go to him, that blood will wash away all our sin. Praise be unto the Lord for that tonight. In the Guinness's Book of World Records, a young woman spent 120 hours in a shower. That's a Guinness Book of World Record. Trying to keep herself clean. I said, 120 hours in a shower. It don't take that long for the blood of Jesus to keep us clean. Amen. I remember years ago, my first trip to Mexico. It's kind of like a sudden. They asked me to preach. I mean, it was little old concrete block church. I think it might have been a dirt floor. There was dogs and chickens running around in the church. And he said, Brother Charlie, tonight's your night to preach. I said, yeah, it is. Didn't know a thing about it. I got up and preached. There was young people just packed a little church. And I got up and I preached on, you know, a black cow can eat green grass and give white milk. And I said, God can take a black sinner, wash him with red blood, and he'd be white as snow. I mean to tell you what, the Lord got a hold of that little old message. And people begin to come and get saved. I'm telling us tonight, it's still the blood. There's power in it. There's victory in it. There's healing in it. There's deliverance in it. It is still the blood. Amen. I'll tell you what, there's not a person on the face of this earth that when the blood can't get to them and wash them white as snow. Amen. There's power in that blood. Amen. Praise God. There's power in it. Praise be unto God. The blood of Christ, John Wesley. Of course, we know about John Wesley. I'm sure we all do. But he was returning home from a service one night and he was robbed. The thief, however, found that John Wesley didn't have much. He had a little bit of money. He had some Christian material. And as the thief was leaving, Wesley called out, "Stop, I have something more to give you." The surprised robber paused. "My friend," said Wesley, "you may live to regret this sort of life. If you ever do, here's something to remember. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." I'll tell you what, today I got to thinking about that. He'll cleanse you from all sin. It don't matter what the neighbor down the street thinks or what anybody thinks. We can go to God and get forgiveness and get it washed away. The Bible says if we'll confess our sins, if we'll confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, hallelujah. But anyway, the blood of Jesus cleansed from all sin. The thief turned away and Wesley prayed that his words might bear fruit. Years later, Wesley was greeting people after the Sunday service when he was approached by a stranger. What a surprise to learn that this visitor, now a believer in Christ, as a successful businessman, was the one who had robbed him years before. "I owe it all to you," said the man. "Oh no, my friend," Wesley explained, "not me, but the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It soothes all my doubts. It calms all my fears. And that same blood dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength. It will never lose its power. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers." Verse 19, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." He was the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. It doesn't matter who the worst sinner is. Jesus Christ can save them by His precious blood. Precious blood. My wife and my daughter, Brother Hale, is precious to me. Precious to me. Jesus' blood is precious. I was looking today. I took out my little card, and I'm B positive. I don't know what Jesus' blood was, but I know one thing, Brother Hacker, it's positive. Amen. Oh, precious is the blood of Jesus. One drop can make a sinner clean. Worthy more than all the world's riches, for they could never, ever redeem. Only the blood could pay the price. Only the poured out life of Christ, only such costly sacrifice could ever atone for you and me. There's not enough gold in Fort Knox. I'm telling you, there's not enough gold in Fort Knox, and they probably don't have a whole lot anymore, but anyway, there's not enough that's worth more than that precious blood. Jesus on Calvary, in one loving act, He brought us redemption. He brought us atonement. He brought us healing. He brought us protection. He brought us deliverance. He brought us strength. And He brought us transformation, that we can be a new creature in Jesus Christ. The law was too hard. No one could be pure enough, good enough, holy enough to live the Ten Commandments or to obey the law. The law held men in bondage and showed every imperfection in humanity. The blood of Jesus frees us from that curse of sin in death. You know, when you get a virus, the white blood vessels in our body begin to fight off that virus. I'll tell you what, when the devil comes against us, our enemy that rises up against our soul, oh, that blood will fight him off, Brother Bright. That blood of Jesus Christ that covers us, that's in our life, that's in our heart, that's the thing that keeps me going and keeps us going. That precious, precious blood. It covers us like a shield, brothers and sisters. Amen. It is the power of blood of Jesus that breaks the yoke of bondage of sin from our lives. It does not just forgive us and leave us in the grips of Satan, but by the power of the blood of Christ, we experience freedom from sin. I didn't say we didn't sin. I didn't say we don't make mistakes or failures, but that blood of Jesus will keep us from living in sin. Amen. I'm talking about tonight the blood of Jesus that keep me, Lord, under the drippings of Calvary. Praise be unto God tonight. Galatians chapter 1, verse 14, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin." Revelations 12:11, "And they overcame Him." Overcame who? Overcame the devil, the Antichrist, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. In Jackson County right now, probably in church right there in Sand Gap right now, there's a man that got saved a while back. His dad was a very great, wonderful man, a trustee in the Sand Gap Holiness Church. His son probably right now is maybe, I hope and pray, in the Sand Gap Holiness Church. Just got saved. Just a few weeks ago. But you know what he says? He lived too bad. The Lord could never save him. I tell you, there's nobody that God can't save by that precious blood. precious blood. Amen. Precious blood. Evelyn Joanna told us that in the jail ministry on Monday night, that there's young people, there are young ladies there that got in their mind that they've lived such a bad, sinful, wicked life that God can't save them. But brothers and sisters, He can save them. He can save them. I praise the Lord for that. Matthew 26 and verse 28. Jesus, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. The Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer, and to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. We're not going down, we're going up. Don't be discouraged. Don't be let down. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged tonight. I'm encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. You know the candy cane? The jade candy cane? Red and white? That red's for the blood. And that white's for purity, cleanness, and holiness. A candy maker in Indiana done that, started that. So every time you see a candy cane, think of the blood. At least 43 references to the blood in the New Testament. We got enough blood in this thing to save us. We got enough blood in this thing to give us victory. There's nothing He can't do. I'm absolutely convinced there's nothing He can't do. We got victory, church. We're on the winning side. I'm encouraged, church, because He's so good. He purchased us. He gave His life. He gave His shed blood. Just think about it. If you'd been there and a drop had fell on you. Keep me under the drippings of Calvary. Is this thing not known as a bloody religion? Romans verse chapter 5, verse 9, much more then being now justified by His blood. We shall be saved from the wrath through Him. Think about it, being justified by His blood. There's nothing else in the world can justify you but the blood. There's nothing else can do it but the blood. Hebrews chapter 9. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh. Did you understand what that said? He said, if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of the heifer, I'd say that's the red heifer, talks about in the Old Testament, sprinkling the unclean, if that can do it, if that can sanctify, if that can do it. Verse 4, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot of God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Verse 22, same chapter. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Chapter 10 of Hebrews, verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. All God's forgiveness, everything about salvation in Christianity is based, it's founded upon the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ will bring peace in this world and in our homes. The blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God for the blood. Appreciate that blood tonight. The old timers, and I guess I'm kind of considered a little bit of an old timer, they used to plead the blood. You don't hear that much anymore. Pleading the blood. When that devil comes against you, plead the blood of Jesus Christ. The law had no completion. The law was not complete. When the priest entered into the Holy of Holies once a year, and he took that blood sacrifice, and they sprinkled it on the mercy seat there. Done that once a year, every year. Did you know that could never wash him away? All that was a sacrifice for their sins, but it did not wash him away. The first Adam failed. Second Adam brought salvation to us. He gave his life. He gave his blood for us. Today a lamb, tomorrow a dove, next week a goat, and the next a bull. It never stopped constantly trying to cover the sins of Israel, but it never stopped. Thank God for Calvary. Don't you appreciate it tonight? Just a very, I guess, a simple little message about the blood. About the blood, Brother Hack. Precious, precious blood. One cry from Jesus and God was no longer separated from man by a veil. But when Jesus Christ said, "It's finished," the veil was torn from top to the bottom. And now man could be redeemed by a new covenant of the blood of Jesus. And now man is no longer separated from the presence of God by this blood, which was Jesus Christ. It is the blood of Jesus that, when applied to our lives, makes the chiefest, vilest sinner transform them into a new creature, formed in the image of God's holiness. That's what the blood of Jesus will do. And I thank God for that. Amen. It'll never fail. It'll never fail. Saul, a murderer, then tried to destroy the church of the living God. But on the road to Damascus, he came across Jesus. Jesus spoke to him in a vision. He came across that man named Jesus, and that made a difference in his life. He got a hold of that blood that washed sins away. The thief on the cross had an encounter with the power of the blood of Jesus and was transformed from that condemned man into a saint dwelling in paradise. Thank God for that precious, precious blood. We don't need to wash ourselves for 120 hours. We can find forgiveness and cleansing in our soul by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you appreciate him tonight? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? I thought of that little thought today. One drop of that blood can make us whole, make us clean, and make us pure, and make us holy. We'll never be no more holy than when we got saved. You're never going to be more holier than that, than when you got saved. We can struggle, we can fight, and we can try to do everything just right. But when it comes down to the end, if we don't have the blood of Jesus applied to our heart, we'll not make it. We've got to have it. We've got to have it applied to our heart. Praise the Lord. Well, if we can get a song ready, I believe I'll just stop right there. Can we have a song, Brother Gippin? Is that all right? All right. Praise God. Don't we miss Brother Jarvis tonight, Sister Marcia? But that's what I want to preach to us tonight. It's a precious, precious blood that'll never lose its power. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all their guilty stain. Thank God for that. Where would we be tonight? I wonder where I would be if many, many years ago I was just a teenager. Just a teenager, Brother Schooley. I went to that old-fashioned altar, throwed my hands up in the air, and asked God to have mercy on me He came down and changed my life. I've been going ever since. There's been times I've been running a little faster than others, but I'm still going. Still going for the Lord. I appreciate you good people. I think probably everybody in here tonight, Brother School, is saved. I don't know one that's not. I don't know why, but God wanted me to preach this little message on the blood. We're all saved, as far as I know. But I know one thing for sure. You can come to that old-fashioned altar right now if you're not. And he'll scrub you up real good. He'll take an SOS pad of blood to you. He'll scrub that rust right off. He'll straighten you right out with pure, clean blood. I'll say this in close. I heard someone say one time, and I think I might have shared this in Sunday school, I'd rather be 100 yards from the cross, looking back toward it, than a foot away from it and going the other way. Could we find us a place? I don't know better people in Kentucky than right here tonight. I wished I had the answers. I wish tonight that I could preach, Brother Hacker, and I'd make everybody feel so good. But I'll tell you one thing. I gave you just what God gave me to give you. If don't let us get away from the cross. Let's go back and back and back. I've been saved about all my life, and I still go back to the cross. You all have treated me better than I deserve. I can walk down the hall of this church, in the gym, the school there. I think, Brother Hacker, you opened the door for me one day. I haven't forgot that. That's what it's all about. When that blood gets through with you, when it gets through scrubbing me down real good, I don't have no fault with anybody. Brother Gibbon, when I got saved, it didn't matter who was on the radio. It didn't matter who it was. I took the good out of it. And what I didn't understand, I just didn't understand it. That's what the blood will do. It'll draw us closer than knitting. You know what sisters knit? I don't know much about it, but it's close when they knit. Oh, I tell you, that blood of Jesus will give us love that we'll be knitted together. Close. Trying to encourage, trying to help each other, trying to lift each other up. That's what I want to do. I want my life, Brother Lowry, to try to make others look good. That's what I want to do. I'm kind of like my father-in-law. He said, you know what, Charlie? He said, it don't matter how I sing, how I testify, or how I preach, or how I teach. I never get nobody to shout. It's the kind of way I am. But I can try to make you look good. And that's what I want to do. Brother Gibbon, I want to give my whole life to make these people right here look good. Church, we can make it. Put a smile on your face, a spring in your step. Precious, precious blood. Let's come and pray tonight. I've gave you my best. I guess probably compared to some, it would be pretty small. But I gave you my best. Love each other. Encourage each other. Call each other up on the phone. Send a card or something. Let's help each other. Why? Because one day we knelt at Calvary and a drop of that precious blood hit me right between the eyes and changed my life for eternity. I know I'm saved, don't you? I know I'm going on here just a little more. Just give me a minute or two. When I got saved years ago, well, it seemed like there's been all kinds of things happened. It seemed like I've just, you feel like you've been through it all. Been through about everything. But one of these days, when I leave this world, and I come into His presence, the God Almighty is going to see that big drop of blood covering you and I. Some people will judge you because you don't look just right or act just right or dress just right. I believe in old time righteousness and cleanness and pureness and holiness. I believe that. That's what the Bible says. But I've learned that through the years. You don't put nobody down. You don't treat them like dirt. Treat people good. Because love begets love. It begets love.